Welcome to our beautiful morning session given by Srila Prabhupada. I'm very grateful to be here with all of you. So today's two slokas, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explaining the origin form of Krishna and how beautiful and sweet. So I noticed that all our acharya actually express how beautiful, sweet Krishna is. So this is one of the great Acharya, Vallabhacharya. He talks about Krishna. So I'm not a singer, so please forgive me if I'm not a good tone, but I'll try.
Adharam madhuram, badanam madhuram, Nayanam madhuram, bhashitam madhuram, adharam madhuram, padanam madhuram, Nayanam madhuram, bhashitam madhuram, hridayam madhuram, gamanam madhuram, Madhuradipate akhilam madhuram, madhuram, gamanam madhuram, Madhuradipate akhilam madhuram, vachanam madhuram, charitam madhuram, vashanam madhuram, balitam madhuram, vajam madhuram, charitam madhuram, vashanam madhuram, balitam madhuram, chalitam madhuram, bhramitam madhuram, madhuradhipate akhilam madhuram, chalitam madhuram, bhramitam madhuram, madhuradhipate akhilam madhuram, venu madhuram, renur madhuram, pani madhura, pado madhura, venu madhura, renu madhura, pani madhura, pado madhura, nitam madhuram, shaikham madhuram, madhuradhipate rakhilam madhuram, nitam madhuram, shaikham madhuram, madhuradhipate rakhilam madhuram, itam madhuram, pitam madhuram, bhuktam madhuram, suptam madhuram, gitam madhuram, pitam madhuram, bhuktam madhuram, suptam madhuram, rupam madhuram, tilakam madhuram, madhuradhipate akhilam madhuram, rupam madhuram, tilakam madhuram, madhuradhipate akhilam madhuram, karanam madhuram, taranam madhuram, haranam madhuram, ramanam madhuram, karanam madhuram, taranam madhuram, haranam madhuram, ramanam madhuram, vamitam madhuram, samitam madhuram, madhuradhipate akhilam madhuram, vamitam madhuram, samitam madhuram, madhuradhipate
Akhilam Madhuram Gunja Madhura Mala Madhura Jamuna Madhura Bichi Madhura Gunja Madhura Mala Madhura Jamuna Madhura Bichi Madhura Salilam Madhuram Kamalam Madhuram Madhuradhipate Akhilam Madhuram Salilam Madhuram Kamalam Madhuram
Madhuradhipate Akhilam Madhuram
Gopi Madhuram Lila Madhura Juktam Madhuram Bhuktam Madhuram
Gopi Madhura Lila Madhura Juktam Madhuram Bhuktam Madhuram
Rishtam Madhuram Srishtam Madhuram Madhuradhipate Akhilam Madhuram Rishtam Madhuram Gopa Madhura Gabo Madhura Shastir Madhura Swistir Madhura
Gopa Madhura Gabo Madhura
Kalitam Madhuram Falitam Madhuram Madhuradhipate Akhilam Madhuram Dalitam Madhuram Falitam Madhuram
Madhuradhipate Akhilam Madhuram
Madhuradhipate Akhilam Madhuram Madhuradhipate Akhilam Madhuram Madhuradhipate Akhilam Madhuram Madhuradhipate Akhilam Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Guru Dev, Guru Dev, Jaya Jaya Guru Dev, अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय चैतन्य चैतन्य क्लास की जय स्वागत वैष्णव वृंद की जय निताय गौर प्रमानंद All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Guruve Gaura Chandraya Radhikaya Tadale Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namah. Hare Krishna. Thank you for coming. So please repeat three times after me. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Daita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Daita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So today we are discussing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching to Sanatana Goswami Pada. This chapter and next three more chapter, four chapter. Previous chapter was Rupa Goswami Pada Shiksha. Now Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami discuss what did Mahaprabhu discuss with Sanatana Goswami Pada. This chapter is so vast. I wish every day we would have this, but some or other Bhagavatam is also important. So, if you have time, please take advantage. Srila Prabhupada gave so many confidential things. So, today's sloka is Madhyalila chapter 20, 164, 165. So, we'll read together the sloka. भक्ति भगवानेर अनुभव पूर्ण रूप एक ओके गो फॉर इट
भक्ति भगवानेर अनुभव पूर्ण रूप
एक ही विग्रहे तार अनंत स्वरूप Synonyms, bhakte, by devotional service, bhagavaner, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, anubhava, perception, পূর্ণরূপ পারফেক্টলি একই ওয়ান বিগ্রহে ইন দ্য ট্রান্সেন্ডেন্টাল ফর্ম তার হিজ অনন্ত আনলিমিটেড স্বরূপ এক্সপেনশন অফ প্লেনারি পোর্শনস ট্রান্সলেশন বাই হিজ ডিভাইন গ্রেস এসি ভক্তিবেদান্ত স্বামী শিল প্রভুপাদ কি জয়। Only by devotional activities can one understand the transcendental form of the Lord, which is perfect in all respects. Although His form is one, He can expand His form into unlimited numbers by His supreme will. 165. Shayam rupa tad ekatma rupa avesha nama. প্রথমে তিন রূপে রহে না ভগবান স্বয়ং রূপ তদেকাত্ম রূপ অবেশ নাম প্রথমে তিন রূপে রহেন ভগবান স্বয়ং রূপ তদেকাত্ম রূপ অবেশ নাম প্রথমে তিন রূপে রহেন ভগবান প্লিজ চ্যান্ট স্বয়ং রূপ তদেকাত্ম রূপ অবেশ নাম প্রথমে তিন রূপে রহেন ভগবান স্বয়ং রূপ তদেকাত্ম রূপ অবেশ নাম প্রথমে তিন রূপে রহেন ভগবান স্বয়ং রূপ তদেকাত্ম রূপ অবেশ নাম প্রথমে তিন রূপে রহেন ভগবান ওকে স্বয়ং রূপ দ্য পার্সোনাল ফর্ম Actually, that's better because Sha means self origin, but this is an old version. Anyway, that's okay. Let me see if I can read that, it will be good. Shayam Rupa, the original form, Tat Ekatma Rupa, the same form non different from Swayam Rupa.
The same form non different from Swayam Rupa.
Avesha.
Avesha.
You're probably thinking if it is the same form, then why you need many forms? It's an obvious question. So we discuss that. Avesha.
Avesha.
Especially empowered.
Especially empowered.
Nama.
Nama.
Name.
Name.
Prathame.
Prathame.
In the beginning,
tina
rupe,
in
three forms,
rahena,
remains,
Bhagavan,
the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada also, the Supreme Personality of Godhead exists in the three principal forms, Shayam Rupa, Tad Ekatma Rupa, and Abhesha Rupa, purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Rupa Goswami has described the Swayam Rupa. Somebody would like to read. It's like difficult for me. I like that translation better. I mean, purport. You can give to me.
Srila Rupa Goswami has described the Swayam Rupa in his Lago Bhagavatamrita, Purva Kanda, verse 12. Anayapekshiyad rupam swayam rupa sauchite. The form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead that does not depend on other forms is called the Swayamrupa, the original form. This form is also described in Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam, 1.3.28. Krishna is the original form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That Krishna's form as a cowherd boy in Vrindavan is the original form of the Personality of Godhead, Swayamrupa, is confirmed in the Brahma Samhita 5.1, Vishwara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadi Adi Govinda Sarva Karana Karam. There is nothing superior to Govinda. He is the ultimate source and the cause of all causes. This is also confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita 7.7, where the Lord says, Mata Paratram Nanya. There is no truth superior to me. Katali Katma Rupa forms are also described in the Lagu Bhagavatamrita, Purva Kanda, verse 14. Yadrupam tadabedena sarupena virajate akrityadabhi anyadrik satad ekatma rupakaha. The tad ekatma rupa forms exist simultaneously with the swayam rupa form and are non-different. At the same time, their bodily features and specific activities appear to be different. The tad ekatma rupa forms are divided into two categories, shvamsa and vilas. Lord Krishna's avesh forms are also explained in Lagu Bhagavatamrita 4.18, Jnana Shakyadi Kalaya, Vitravishto Janardana, Ta avesh nigadyante jiva eva mahatmata, mahatmaha. A living entity who is specifically empowered by the Lord with knowledge or strength is technically called avesh rupa. As stated in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antya 7.11, Krishna Shakti Vina Nahi Tara Pravartan. Unless a devotee is specifically empowered by the Lord, he cannot preach the holy name of the Lord all over the world. This is an explanation of the word Avesha Rupa.
Very good. Thank you. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurum Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Guru Vinam Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadam Hayam Dadati Sya Padantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta Pada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavansha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Sabadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakanitansha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Samini Tinamine Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunnavadi Pashchatta Deshatavane Vancha Kalpa Taruvesha Kripa Sindhubhaye Vacha Patitanam Pavanebho Vaishnavebho Namo Namo Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare This chapter to me is probably complete itself don't need anything else to become pure Krishna conscious devotee. I mean, each chapter is like this, with Prabhupada's purport. So I'm going to focus on just few key points. One is, what causes Bhagavan to reveal or manifest many forms? Because you will find Adilila chapter 5:132, it says, Jai Jai Rupe Jane Shei Taha Kahe Sakali Sambhav Krishna Kichu Mithyanahi. Whatever form any living entity explaining anywhere in the universe, it's all true, because nothing is impossible for Krishna. Then you get bewildered. All the forms are there. Yes. First of all, why there is so many forms required? I give you a short pastimes of Prahlad Maharaj and Nrisimhadev. Srila Gaur Govinda Maharaj emphasized, he wrote the whole book, Embarkment of Separation, based on this. And then Rupa Goswami Pad in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu gives very details. Krishna Leela has a two-part, union, separation, union, separation. It's not like ever possible that they don't exist. It's the two sides of the same coin. Means it's eternally there. Like Radhanath Maharaj says that separation keeps the love alive. So their union becomes more intense. And when you read Nectar of Instruction, sloka number 9, the spiritual gradation. There's a Vaikuntha, above is Mahavaikuntha, above is Dwarka, above is Mathura, above is Vrindavan. And within Vrindavan, there is a gradation. The Rasastali is higher. Above is Govardhan, above is Radhakund. Who will not go there to do bhajan? Something like that. Vaikuntha janita vara tatra vimadhupuri rasotsavad brindaranya udara pani ramanat tatra vi govardhana Radhakundam yapi gokulapate prema amrita plavanat. Plavanat means flooding, flood. Flood means you don't know the direction of the road, which way is the road, which way is not road, because everything is under. So Radhakund is a place where the love between Radha and Krishna over flooded, that it makes everybody drown, blinded. Even Srimati Radharani asks, am I, who am I? Am I Krishna or Radha? They get bewildered. It's not a material anything, it's a spiritual overwhelming. So there's a spiritual gradation. Saint Prahlad Maharaj and Nrisimhadev's story, we can relate something. That when Prahlad Maharaj was asked by Brahmaji to come because Nrisimhadev was so angry, furious. This is in 7th canto, 9th chapter. And Nrisimhadev, to pacify Nrisimhadev, Brahmaji is trying his best, sending this one, that one, but some or other nothing is working. Himself is scared to pray to pacify him. He asked the Lakshmi Devi, who did not want to go, because Lakshmi Devi says, I never saw furious form like this. I heard, but I never saw. I'm a little afraid of going. Nobody could go. So finally when Prahlad Maharaj came, Prahlad Maharaj was fearless in a sense. He has a deep relationship with the Lord. Sweetness supersede greatness. Because his inner connection with the Lord, actually there is no fear, even though everybody else was afraid. I'm talking about millions and millions of sages, Dikpals, the demigods, everybody is around. Said when Brahmaji was pushing Prahlad Maharaj to go, and Prahlad Maharaj went and sat down on his lap, he was fearless. Then Nrisingadev started conversing with Prahlad Maharaj, and Prahlad Maharaj was saying that, "My Lord, I come from a demon family. I'm not even educated, I'm just a little boy. How much can I say to pacify you? They are the all great sages and the demigod. They know how to speak eloquent and all this." So he was putting himself as a very humble. Humble means your identity. Humble means identity first. That no opposition to the command of my master. When Brahmaji asks him to do something, he's eager to. Say, "Okay, I'll do my best, but I don't know what to say. How can I? I'm not a scholar. I'm just a 5 years old child." Nrisingadev, of course, in a lion form, he started licking Prahlad Maharaj's head. A inner satisfaction started developing in him that he said, "He's fearless. He is enjoying my company. How is he enjoying my company?" In Brihad Bhagavatamrita, you will see same Nrisingadev, Sanatana Goswami Pad gives little more details on these topics than Bhagavatam. And Nrisingadev says, "Prahlad, stop hiding your feeling. You don't have to have an awe and reverence. You don't have to have always so strict. Be free. Express your feeling. Come out of it. I appreciate devotees' free exchange." Just like Prabhupada said in Krishna Balaram installation, "Now you have no problem." Why? Because you can go to Balaram and say, "Sir," Prabhupada said, you can say, "Sir." "Sir, this is a problem I have. Please help me to solve it." So nice. It was like a very intimate. So Gaura Govinda Maharaj says that Nrisingadev, in this loving exchange, Nrisingadev developed a strong desire. "I want to experience how Prahlad is fearless and inquiring all this, and he's so joyful." From that incarnation, all the incarnation had a parents. Before Nrisingadev, Matsya, Kurma, Varaha, they never had a parents. But after Nrisingadev, all the incarnation. So what we understand from this, that when Lord Ram, I give you another short example, because of the time I'm trying to say, that Lord Ram one day felt, "Hanuman did so hard work for me. Always he's serving." So one day, Lord Ram was saying, "What's going on in this training?" The monkey had a huge pandal program in Ayodhya. They getting trained by Hanumanji how to behave in a human society, because they used to live in a forest, Dandakaranya forest. So, but they didn't have a good culture in a sense. They're all devotee, but they didn't have a good culture in a sense that their guru is Hanuman. They should make a plate of prasadam for guru first before they start eating. Even though it's a training, but that training was not there. So Lord Ram said, "What's going on? Why they are chanting my name while eating like this? They're like jumping." And maybe it's something to do with the monkey's lifestyle. So Lord Ram thought, "I'll go and look at it." So Hanumanji, just like he hold a one chickpea like this. And he said, "You hold a prasadam like this, after offered to Lord Ram, you hold like this and you say, Jai Shri Ram, and then put in your mouth. But when he was doing this, some or other, the chickpea has a, you know, garbanja bean, has a little outer covering, and it slips off. So the chickpea went out, up from his finger. He said, Jai Shri Ram, and he grabbed it. And all the monkeys, you know, monkey see, monkey do. They thought that's how you eat. So they also started, and all these millions of monkeys like, Jai Shri Ram, and like. So Lord Ram thought, maybe I should check it out how he's getting trained. So like, oh, that's how they eat, probably chickpea. But that's not the idea Hanumanji had. He was saying just, you chant Jai Ram and eat, but some other chickpea went out, went up. So they were doing this. So after a little while, the whole training went by and they all started eating, but Ram noticed that Hanuman doesn't have any plate. Because he's training everybody how to eat, but they should have made plate. So Lord Ram arrived there, then they all like, whoa, he didn't tell us what to do if Lord appear. So Lord says, of course he has his entourage, he said, bring some plate, I want to eat also with all of them. So Lord Ram started eating and he invited Hanumanji, you please come and sit down with me. Sitting with you, my Lord, and honoring? Impossible, it's impossible. No, it's not impossible, I want you to sit. He would not sit. Because Hanumanji is the emblem of Dasyaras. Dasyaras, servitorship means there is a oyen reverence forefront. There is a distance. Friendship does not have that, but Hanumanji is an emblem. Nothing wrong. But Ramji wanted, Lord Ram wanted to give him that more closeness. It was so difficult. They gave a big banana leaf. Those days they had a banana leaf like one flat. So then Lord Ram, Hanumanji didn't want to come. He said, Prabhu, no, in case while I'm eating something drop in your plate, horrible, I cannot even imagine. I'm already getting nervous. If you just forgive me, just let me just sit in the side. So Lord Ram took his thumb and put a little, you know, mark on the top, on the middle. Since that time, all the banana leaf, you see, two part, you know. Before it was one. So anyway, so he said, I put a mark. Now all the, you can sit that side. But still it was almost impossible. Now you look at in Krishna Lila. When Krishna tell Madhu Mangal, hey, my mother didn't give enough buttermilk today. I think I need little more buttermilk. I notice you have a bigger clay pot, you know, with the buttermilk. I want some of it. I'm a Brahmana, you are a Vaishya. This was, Lord Brahma was listening this. You know, it's like, what? If he's Supreme God, how can he talk like this? He said, I'm a Brahmana, you are a Vaishya, because Lord born in a Vaishya family, Nanda Maharaj. So then he took the whole buttermilk in his mouth. And Madhu Mangal, even though he's chubby, but you cannot drink the whole thing, so his cheek is like this. And Krishna went like this, and boom, and all the buttermilk from Madhu Mangal's mouth came to his mouth. Brahmaji said, this is impossible, he cannot be God. God doesn't eat like this. But he is God. But Brahmaji could not, even Brahmaji felt it is not possible. So Krishna loves this because he has agreed to relate, reciprocate with the devotees. That's what the cause, origin cause, that greed. One form, two form, different form, an unlimited form. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the, I would say, completed that intimate relishment in the mood of Srimati Radharani. This is the origin cause that why there is so many form. Now I was looking this morning, I put that sloka, Eko Bahusham. I don't know if you heard that sloka. Prabhupada, I found Prabhupada quoted this more than 100 times. Just a small word, Eko Bahusham. One God became so many. Why? So each, and I found those codes, and each one is a little different than other one. Prabhupada is giving his own version. So I'm just going to paraphrase. Prabhupada said one place that God wants to manifest in many forms to reciprocate. Then another place he said, like, according to devotee's reciprocation, he manifesting his another form. It says Eko Bahusham. Sometimes he says Bahusham or Eko Bahusham, like this. You know, you can look at it in better ways. So I was thinking, like, okay, it is devotee's desire how that each devotee wants to serve the Lord. Prabhu and Mother, you are creating your future right now while you are doing chanting and doing your sadhana every day. How much time it takes from Mathura to Vrindavan? How much time it takes in a horse cart? Come on, all of you went to Vrindavan, no? How long? 1 hour? 2 hours? Akrura, on Ekadashi day, today is the Ekadashi day, it's a very special, significant. On this Ekadashi day, he was told by Kamsa that you're going to bring Krishna Balaram for this wrestling match, and I built a beautiful chariot. He was bribing, he thought he's bribing, because he built a better chariot than his own. And Akrura is thinking, wow, Krishna, my Lord, he should ride better chariot than Kamsa. Two different opinions, you know, it's very interesting. Akrura was convinced, but he was doubting. I'm going to bring them, that's great. I'll have darshan first time in my life. I cannot pay enough to Kamsa. He was really bowing down to Kamsa, that by his mercy I will have a darshan of my Lord. What more can I ask from a person? Thank you, Kamsa. In his mind he's thinking and he's paying obeisances to Kamsa. And Kamsa is thinking, no, he doesn't know that I'm going to kill Krishna Balaram. That's why I'm sending. So I have to bribe him, because he likes horse riding. Whatever, Prabhu and Mother, whatever weakness or strength you have in spiritual journey, Krishna is going to use you. Just prepare. It's a fact. I was researching Kaliya's story. I was researching many. Muchukunda's story. Whatever weakness, whatever strength we have, Krishna is going to use this to finish this journey. Beautiful. So Akrura took, he left, so he thought, okay, but the idea to bring him for Kamsa to kill is not a good idea. So let me wait for a day. So on Dadoshi day, next day he left. Even though he got instruction day before. Our Acharya gave details why. Because he was thinking, maybe it's not a good idea that I'm bringing the Lord so Kamsa will kill. But this is like a very... Let me wait. If there is a sign. So he prayed whole day. My Lord, I have a good intention to have your darshan. It will be nice if you come and give darshan to whole Mathurabasi. But Kamsa had an ulterior motive. I don't like it. So if there is some conflict, please send somebody to guide me. But nobody showed up whole day. So then in the morning, next day, early morning, he left. So okay, good sign. Nobody showed up means Lord sanctioned. He sees that. He left Brahma Muhurta time, 4 o'clock. And he arrived in Vrindavan in the evening. 12 hours. Why? Because he was meditating what's going to happen, the scenery. Imagine when you meet the Lord face to face. Haribol, Prabhu and Mother. What will happen? Meditate. Exactly this will happen. Whatever Akrura thought, you read 41 chapter, 10th canto, Prabhupada's Krishna book. It's like you will be like shocked for 8 hours you can chant and just think about it. Wow. Everything you ever thought of spiritual life, it will manifest. What is holy name? Nama Chintamani. Chintamani means whatever you thinking, it will fructify. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. I don't like that devotee. Be careful, you may have to experience that too. We have to have a proper respect, proper attitude. Literally, I'm serious, you all are senior to me, I cannot tell you, but I'm talking to myself. We will experience. And if we have a fascination, then like Akura said, the moment I will arrive there, I will get down and he will say, Tata, uncle, because in a relation they are uncle. And he will touch his hand on my head. His hand has a Sudarshan Chakra right here. As soon as Sudarshan Chakra touch, all my impurities will be gone. Oh! And then he sat down there, he felt like so happy, and it took like hours and hours, that meditation. That's why it took whole day to come from Mathura to Vrindavan. And when he arrived there, Krishna did exactly whatever he thought. Everything came as it is. So Narottam Das Thakur write a beautiful song. Sadhane bhavive jaha siddhite paive taha. While you are doing sadhana, chanting, and you are trying to awaken your love, be very careful, whatever you are meditating, it will manifest in your perfection. It can be scary if I am not in favorable mood. So we should always align with this. Because I have 10 minutes, I'm not going to discuss other points. Is there any further discussion? So first point I mentioned, it is the greed within the lords in relation to the devotee causes unlimited form. But origin form, that song, we never read the translation. Okay, origin form, I'll tell you, it's a beautiful verses Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says. Origin form of Krishna or Supreme Absolute Truth is Krishnara Jataka Khela Sarvatama Naralila Narababu Tahara Sarup. His origin, first manifestation, well, I don't know how you word it. I mean, you have to use some word, English word, to say first. But there is no first. He's eternal. So first manifestation of his or revealing his form is that Yot becoming young, coward boy. Just like the painting we had, coward boy. And very specific, Krishna Jataka Kela Sarvottama Naralila Narababu Tahara Sarup. And his pastime is like a human pastime. Gopo Besho Benu Kor. And he's holding the playing flute mood. Not taking bath in Nanda Maharaj Yashoda's house. Because somewhere, Loga Bhagavatam says Nanda Maharaj's son, Yashoda's son, is the origin. That's also true for them. Because there is another verse, Ballopi Bhagavan Krishna Koisharam Rupam Ashrita. While he was taking bath, he was playing with Radharani. Oh wait, who is playing and who is taking bath? It's the same personality. Because Drona and Dara were meditating to have a expression of their love to God. They didn't want God as their son. That was Vasudev and Devaki. But they wanted to express their love to their son who comes in the dream every night. Because they are eternal associate. That's why Jiva Goswami Pad says, you cannot take the position of Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda. But you can take position of Devaki and Vasudev. But I tell you something, if you really want to become a Devaki or Vasudev position, it will take 4,320,000,000 years. Because it will be happen next day of Brahma. But I love Prabhupada. In 13th chapter, in the purport, one of the purport, Prabhupada writes, but it will take 4,320,000,000, but if someone practices this Mahaprabhu, if someone comes to this Mahaprabhu's movement, and chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and meditate on Mother Yashoda. Then Prabhupada gives details. Mother Yashoda's sari color is saffron color. You know, the whole details Prabhupada gave. He said, in one life, that person can enter to Krishna Loka and become assistant to Mother Yashoda and experience this motherly love. What a merciful Prabhupada. In one life we can do it, to become like a motherly affection for Krishna. Otherwise it will take 4,320,000,000. So I discussed that greed is the origin cause, and there you will find many verses also that Krishna reciprocate according to your idea of God. When you will meet the God, then he will reveal that form according to your meditation. So many verses actually I have that backing that. So we are creating our future. What, where, how we are going to actually unite with the Lord in a service. Yes, Prabhu.
At the end of the verse, at the end of the purport, it was talking about a Vaishya incarnation.
Yes.
Can you read the last couple of sentences?
Sure.
In the purport?
Yes.
Like the last paragraph or something.
Let me see. A living entity who is specifically empowered by the Lord with knowledge or strength is technically called Avesha Rupa, as stated in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Krishna Shakti Bina Nahe Tar Pravartan. Unless a devotee is specifically empowered by the Lord, he cannot preach the holy name of the Lord all over the world. This is an explanation of the word Avesha Rupa. Thank you so much. Because it reminded me, you know Dravida Prabhu. Dravida Prabhu told me a story when Srila Prabhupada's godbrother, Srila Sridhar Maharaj, he said in his lecture that Swami Maharaj, our Prabhupada, is a avatar, incarnation of God. So Satsurup Maharaj immediately told Dravida Prabhu, he told me that story, he said, you immediately fly and find out how Prabhupada is the incarnation of God. So then Dravida Prabhu told me that he quoted this verse, Kali Yuga Dharma Nama Sankirtan Krishna Shakti Bina Nahetar Pravartan. On that base, that one cannot infuse Krishna consciousness in others without being empowered by the Lord directly. So he is a Shakta Veshavata. Prabhupada is Shakta Veshavata.
Yeah, I wanted to make one point.
Yes.
Regards to this, is that also the Lord appears to fulfill a particular type of function as well, such as matsya, karma, and so also this may include living entities who are not even necessarily devotees, who appear and they're specifically empowered to do certain things in this world. Prahlad Maharaj may not have been necessarily meditating directly on Nrisimhadevi. He saw Vishnu everywhere, but that form of Nrisimhadevi who appeared was like a new form who specifically appeared to overcome all the benedictions that were given to Hiranyakasipu. So the point that I'm bringing up is that Prahlad, I'm not 100% sure, but according to what I understand, that was like a completely new form that nobody had ever seen before. What do you have to say about this?
Yes, that's correct. It's an Ugra form and Anugra form. Lakshmi Devi says she saw Anugra form, non-anger, not angry. She saw this form, but not angry. And what Prahlad's, in this manifestation, he was so angry, so furious, that form was never revealed. That's true. That's true. Thank you. Yes, Prabhu.
My house, my daughter, is a happy machine.
Okay, Ganganaran Prabhu has a Nishingadev, happy Nishingadev, he's not an angry Nishingadev. Thank you.
Yeah. Hare yes, Krishna. Sir. Thank you, Prabhu. About these different forms, the Lord's forms are eternal. It's not like they come into being, right?
I like the logic if you say, like Prabhupada gives, Krishna Rupam Esha Rasastiti. There's a famous verse, the difference between all the form and Krishna form. Siddhantastu Abhedopi Sisha Krishna Sarupaya. Rasana Utkrishnate Esha Krishna Rupam Rasastiti. That Krishna's superiority, so Prabhupada gives it very nice, Krishna is like an ocean. And all the form is like a waves. They come from Krishna, they also exist in Krishna, and they disappear. Now, there is a abode, like in Vaikuntha, there is a, each incarnation has a own planet. But simultaneously, they are also in Krishna's body. They don't have a separate existence on their own. Krishna alone holds all the form. There is no form separately from Krishna. At the same time, they also have their own. Krishna made it that way so that those devotees can reciprocate. So, but as a devotee, we know. You can see that song we sing. Keshava Drita Meena Sarira Jaya Jagadi. O Keshava Krishna, who assumed the form of fish. Krishna, who assumed the form of Nishingadev. Krishna assumed the form of... So we see Krishna. When you see Nishingadev, you say, ha, oh, Krishna, you took this beautiful form. This is our view, Gauriya view.
So if I can understand it, they're simultaneously within Krishna, but having their eternal abode at the same time. So Krishna must have anticipated the unlimited desires of unlimited devotees, and these forms were there before they even wanted them.
Yes, yes. And he's looking for from all of us. But each of us going to have a new form now.
But imagination is not involved. This is the devotee meditates on the truth, one of many true forms of the Lord. It's not their imagination, right?
I don't know the definition of imagination, because in Switzerland, when Prabhupada's lecture was very interesting, he said, imagine you have the most precious gem, diamond in your heart. Think Krishna like this. Make sure unfavorable, like a thieves and other, don't come and steal that. So he was giving the whole lecture, and at the end he says, but this is not imagination, this is real. I'm thinking, oh, he beginning with this imagine, and then he said, this is not imagine. So it's like a little confused. Means no speculation. But in one sense it is true, but let me ask you this. Does Krishna need protection? What do you think?
Does Krishna need protection?
Yeah.
Yes and no.
Thank you.
In his lila, he requires it.
Yeah. He doesn't need protection from tattva-gata, consideration of truth, ontological truth. But from lila, consideration of lila and rasa, you can never convince Mother Yashoda that Krishna doesn't need protection. She probably doesn't want to see you ever. She always thinks, he needs my protection. He will be dead if I don't feed him on time. Is there anything wrong? No, it's 100% perfect. Because that's how Krishna wants to relate. So like that. Speculation, I mean, when we have imagination, Krishna will reciprocate. Just be aware what you are imagining.
So that example you gave of Prabhupada comparing the preciousness of the Lord's presence in our heart to a diamond, it's not that we think of the Lord as a diamond, but just how precious His presence is to us.
But he used that word, imagine. But at the end he said, that's not imagination, that's real. He's thinking like, but he did say imagine.
But what part is real?
Spurti. Yes.
Sometimes the Lord appears briefly.
Yes, please. Yes.
And disappears.
That's true. That's true.
Just thank you for a class. Just remind me that verse from 3.9.11. Tvam Bhakti Roga.
Paribhavita Vita Sarojit. Asya Srutojit.
Yes. Yadyadhyata Ruga Vrindhikant. So I was just bewildered, Prabhu, that Brahmaji is the most intelligent personality in the whole universe. Not even this every universe. And is it because of the mercy of Prabhupada we can understand the sweetness of Krishna and Brahmaji cannot understand the sweetness of Krishna? Because it's inconceivable that Brahmaji cannot understand the Shamsundar form of Krishna and Vrindavan, and a person like me, at least sitting in a lustful person, can at least have some glimpse of Krishna and Shamsundar and Vrindavan. How it is possible?
You can look at many ways. These devotees in our temple, we should not think they are like ordinary Joe or someone just became devotee. We don't know who is who here. They could have been demigod, could have been big sages, you know. If you look at this, Manushyanam Sahasesu Kaschit Jatati Siddhaya. Jatadam Api Siddhanam Kaschit Mam Vetti Tattata. How rare is one Krishna Bhakta? So these devotees are not ordinary. They may look like they are just another American could have been, or Indian. No. Probably we went through thousands of lives to come to where we are today. In one sense, we can look at that way. At the same time also, Jogamaya creating that highest position Brahmaji cannot realize. This Shamsundar form is building.
Prabhupada.
Yes. It's unbelievable. Just to let everybody know, there is some very good news. Good news is, because I was worried about also, that if somebody don't come to Krishna, don't accept Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and don't come in contact with this parampara, I don't know what will happen. They will be deprived. But recently, I just found out yesterday, they had a big meeting of all the Vaishnava Sampradaya, other three beside us, and they invited us. So they all went in South India. Devotees went there. And they all came to agreement that Prabhupada is not acharya of this parampara only, he is acharya of their parampara also. This is wonderful, isn't it? They really accepted Prabhupada, one of the acharya in their parampara. And they literally ordered Chaitanya Charitamrita, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not practiced in their parampara. Ramana Sampradaya, Madhya Sampradaya. And they really want to study, all the sannyasi must study Chaitanya Charitamrita and must worship Lord Chaitanya. This is who could have been done? Only Prabhupada. I was almost like I had tears, you know, when I was listening this. I was like, wow, unbelievable. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. This is in one of Radhanath Maharaj's lecture also in Chaupatti. Yes, recently, just like a week. No, I heard from the person who was there. He was speaking. I can forward that lecture.
Which sampradaya?
Three other Vaishnava sampradaya. They all accepted Prabhupada is one of their acharya also.
And who was representing ISKCON that went down there?
From Chaupatti, Gauranga Prabhu and some all nice, intelligent, you know, they are very erudite scholar. They all went there also. They were so happy that, wow, now Mahaprabhu will be in every sampradaya. Because of Prabhupada.
Gosh. Yeah. Who is Srila Prabhupada's incarnation again?
Srila Prabhupada's incarnation? Oh, I don't know. You have to ask him.
I heard that it's Balaram. That's what I heard. Is that true?
I don't want to speculate. I never heard Balaram or anything. But I did hear from Bhakti Charu Maharaj. He told me personally. He said, Prabhupada said to him, he said, if I tell you who I am, you all will faint. I don't know what is that means. No, I don't accept that. But I do accept what Bhakti Charu Maharaj told me. He said, Prabhupada said, if I tell you who I am, you all will faint. So he was aware, but then he didn't tell. So why we need to speculate? Just leave it like that.
I mean, it's good enough for us, Prabhupada. You know, if that's not good enough, there's
We're just excited, I think. The Mataji is excited to know. Why not? You can ask him. You can pray to Prabhupada. Maybe he'll reveal. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Bancha Galpatru Vishnu. Patitanam Pavanebhva Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namo. You all are wonderful devotees. Thank you, Ganganand.
Yeah.
Can you present the